My friend, someday we're going to see the work will be finished. There is a reservoir of power at our command. Oh, my friends, all these prophecies in the spirit of prophecy are going to be fulfilled. Speaking about the people of the last days, when the church will be purified, I heard those clothed with armor speak forth the truth with great power. It had effect. Many had been bound, some wives for their husbands, and children by their parents. The honest who had been prevented from hearing the truth now eagerly laid hold upon it. All fear of their relatives was gone, and the truth was exalted to them. I asked what had made this great change. An angel answered, it is the latter rain, the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, the loud cry of the third angel. Great power was with these chosen ones. You see, they have going to come this great power into the midst of this people. And that's going to stir up the world. My angel said unto me, look, my attention was turned to the wicked and unbelievers. They were all astir. The zeal and the power with which God had aroused and enraged them. Confusion upon confusion was on every side. I saw measures taken against the company who had the light and the power of God. You know the reason why we're not being persecuted today? Because there isn't enough power, that's why. You're going to tell me if we had this power that the spirit of prophecy tells you will come to in the last day with mighty miracles again on the earth. Do you think we're going to keep it inside this building? If supposing this afternoon the power of the spirit of God could descend upon us and some sick brother could shout, I'm healed, wouldn't he go out, out into the streets, thank God I'm healed, it would be scattered all over the world, wouldn't it? Is that going to be a glorious day? You know what that will do? It'll stir up all the hatred in the community. And that's where a lot of people, and that's the side that I want to talk about, friends, only my time has gone, is the danger that our people will think it's going to be all rosy bed to have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If you and I are not prepared, immured, fortified, for that event, you can see how discouraging this is going to be. How will people be who are not thoroughly strong in their soul with Jesus Christ when instead of the world saying, well, how wonderful that is, how glorious that God has visited this world, it will be accused of doing it for the spirit of the devil. When Jesus was on the earth, the mightiest miracle worker this world has ever seen. The sinless Son of God never said one wrong word. He never did a wrong thing in all his life. He was never selfish. He was only God-centered in all of his thoughts. Yet when he went around quietly, healing the sick and curing of their maladies, what did the religious world say about him? He was possessed of the devil. Are you prepared for that? Because that's what's going to happen in the loud cry. Adventists then, instead of being saying, oh, aren't those Adventists wonderful? No, my friend, it's not going to work that way at all. You know, the people will warn everybody against you. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. They are the words, my friends. So if you're praying for the Holy Ghost, don't forget you're praying for persecution. Oh, may God help us, therefore, not to get this thing unbalanced. We can become so sentimental about all that's in the Holy Spirit that we fail to take into account. As a matter of fact, the spirit of prophecy does describe the fact that many Adventists will not have weighed up all, and they'll be wishing they had never known it. You know? That's in great controversy. That when they see how strong the hornet's nest, the fearful among Adventists will try to stop it. But my friends, no power on earth, nor in the hell, will be able to stay. Once God said it's going to be done, it will be done. And it will be wound up with a tremendous display of power, such as unprecedented in all of world's history. There is a reservoir of power at our command. All the apostles did, every church member today has to do. Should not the power of God be even more mightily revealed today than in the time of the apostles? Yes, my friends. You know, I've only got my introduction over and it's time I close down. Now let me say this, if I must pass over. You want a startling prophecy? You like startling prophecies? You may not like this one. You wouldn't want any man that's fearless to hide something. You want to know the truth, don't you? You know, the truth shall make you free. And one thing that God has done for me is to make me free. Through the merits of the wondrous Savior, oh, I'd like to talk to you about that wonderful power that comes in this message that I preach. Oh, power that's so much that your body can't contain it. That's the kind of power that is available for all. But you know, when this power is demonstrated, a lot of Adventists are not going to like it either. How many people rejected the light when it came in 1888 in this movement? I'll read to you a statement made by a general conference man when he addressed the brethren at Warunga in 1947. According to some who attended the Minneapolis conference in 1888, fully two-thirds of those present either opposed the message of righteousness by faith or were afraid of it. They felt that it was a form of fanaticism, a departure from the good old methods of preaching the message. The teaching sounded new and strange, and seemed to cast a reflection upon the message as it had been preached in the past, and upon those who preached it. The opposition of some became very bitter, and they not only ridiculed and criticized those who led out in the preaching of the message of righteousness by faith, but they even accused Sister White for standing with them, and that's true. Another one put it in another paper. The message was accepted wholeheartedly by a few. Many neither accepted fully nor openly rejected it. They were neutral. They finally went with the rejecters of the message, and that was fully 50%. The message was openly voted against by uplifted hands for those who opposed it. In 1888, by a vote, we voted against the light that came through Sister White in 1888. Now, the same spirit and the same message is going to be preached again. What will be the result this time? From a tract called Taking Up the Reproach by Sister White, in 1888 at the General Conference held in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the angel of Revelation 18:1 came down to do his work, and was ridiculed, criticized, and rejected. Now that's so well known that nobody can deny it. Now what of it? And when the message he brings again swells into a loud cry, it will again be ridiculed, spoken against, and be rejected by the majority. That, I think, is one of the most solemn things that I could bring to an audience, an Adventist audience. It's a paper called Taken from the Reproach. Taking Up a Reproach. It's a tract recognized by our people. That's true, brother. Some of these things are not generally published. Now, you will find, however, in reference to that, now that's that puts the thought into my mind, perhaps I should read this to you. This is Testimonies to Ministers in one of our regular publications. The true religion, the only religion of the Bible that teaches forgiveness only through the merits of the crucified and risen Savior, that advocates righteousness by the faith of the Son of God, has been slighted, spoken against, ridiculed, and rejected. It has been denounced as leading to enthusiasm and fanaticism. But it is the life of Jesus Christ in the soul. It is the active principle of love imparted by the Holy Spirit.